This is FNX.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick, and I'm going to just jump right into this. No introduction, no bullshit chatter. I'm just going to jump right into it. Why is it all of a sudden that everybody is so concerned with what's going to happen to these people that are coming up to the main roster, you know, such as Apollo Crews? And you also have Finn Balor coming up there. And then you have Enzo and Big Cass. And apparently at some point, Bayley is going to come up to the main roster. You have the debut of Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows. So, where does all this go? You have so many people on the roster that are not being used. You're having people that are, the fans are getting boring of. Eventually, they're going to have to figure out some type of balance. And I don't know what that balance is per se, but I know that this is not it. John Cena has announced his return. And, oh Lord, you got good things going on right now. You have the Jericho and Ambrose feud. You have Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. And of course you have the WWE Tag Team Tournament with the Vaudevillains, New Day, and Big Cass and Enzo Amore. So you have potentially a very good pay-per-view coming up. Very good pay-per-view. Payback. Now, my question is, will this be a worth pay-per-view payback? Now, I remember Backlash being after WrestleMania. Payback, to me, I wouldn't really call it a throwaway pay-per-view because of the card. The card itself is a solid card. I don't know. It's just one of those things where, as a wrestling fan, I'm starting to get a little anxious. Because you have all these guys that are coming in from NXT with an already crowded roster. Tyler Breeze came up from NXT. And even though he's had a losing streak, Tyler Breeze is a very talented individual. We all know this. So, why aren't they using him to his full potential? I don't know. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But WWE needs to get their head out of their ass. And they need to recognize that they have one of the biggest pools of talent they've ever had. Now, just the other day, they celebrated the anniversary of, well, I wouldn't really call it a celebration, but David Arquette winning the WCW Championship on Thunder. Now, you can either hate that it happened, or you could just treat it as a blunder on WCW's part. Do I think that it tarnished the title? Yes and no. Was it an interesting thing for them to do? Yeah. But you don't take a title that has that big of lineage and put it on a celebrity. You just don't. Especially with the fact that the movie Ready to Rumble was going on. So, I don't know what in the hell they were thinking about doing. Here's a little tidbit I'd like to throw in. I was just thinking about this today, actually. Exactly about 5 minutes away from where I live, there is a CVS, which is a drugstore/pharmacy, whatever you want to call it. In its current location, I didn't, but in the location directly across the street, every month, about the same time, I would get on my bike, I would ride it to the pharmacy, and get the World Wrestling Federation magazine, and the WWF Raw magazine. I would, get it, get a couple candy bars, get a soda, got my two magazines for the month, and then I would go directly about a block or so down to a place called Old Town Video. It was a local mom-and-pop video store, which we all know those don't exist anymore. But I would go in there, and I would rent Coliseum Video. Coliseum Video was the company, up until 1997, that produced the World Wrestling Federation's pay-per-views, compilation, VHS tapes. So I would go in there, and I would get past pay-per-views, compilations, biographies of, WWF Coliseum home videos. And then I'd go home, and my night later on would be set. This was summertime, even, up until fall I would do this. But I would, go swimming out in the pool, hang outside, and then later on I would come in, and I would read my wrestling magazines while watching my Coliseum videos, eat my candy bars, and it was a very simple, fun time. Fast forward, I'm 31 years old now. WWF Magazine is no longer active. Obviously, I can drive. I still have my bike. I still have a lot of my Coliseum home videos. The video store closed back in 1999, unfortunately, and it is an appliance store. Things have changed technology-wise. Companies have changed names. We've all changed as people, and it's one of those things where in professional wrestling, I guess the biggest thing is I'm just an old school fan. I miss Roddy Piper, Owen Hart, Ultimate Warrior, British Bulldog, the Legion of Doom, Jake the Snake Roberts back in his heyday. I miss, Hulk Hogan coming out there, back in the day, ripping a shirt off, hearing Real American. I miss watching the Coliseum home videos and hearing Sean Mooney, intro to the video. Hey, did you get your free gift? Well, you better go ask your video store and you get your free gift. And Coliseum Video used to give out, like, bookmarks and rulers and erasers and stickers and, all kinds of really cool stuff. I don't know. It just seems like with the advancement of technology, I've talked about the dirt sheets. Back then, we didn't know about things like that. Yes, the dirt sheets did exist somewhat. You had different, avenues to read some of that stuff, newsletters and postings, stuff like that, but nothing like it is now. Now you have message boards and social media, and it's just everywhere. Now, I know that it being 2016, eventually things were going to change. It's depressing sometimes to look back and think how simple things were. On Monday nights at 8 o'clock, I would turn to USA Network. And I was just in anticipation. I would watch Monday Night Raw, and of course, it was 2 hours long. I still remember the goofy commercials they had, the Snickers commercials, the commercials with David Arquette, what is his name? Carrot Top did commercials for the 1-800-COLLECT, 1-800-CLATT. Back then when, you didn't really have a cell phone. Castrol GTX commercials, Starburst, stuff like that. And then Raw would come back on, and then the next day at school, a group of my friends, of like three or four of us, we'd all get together and we would talk about what happened on Raw and how excited we were for the pay-per-view coming up. And the pay-per-views back then, you know, we didn't have the WWE Network. We didn't have that option. What we had to do was we would have to pull together our money, and pay-per-views were originally, at first, I think they were about $30, and then they went to about $40. And we had this, like, little, if you didn't have satellite or anything like that, they had this, like, little round adapter that you would screw into the back of your TV on the coaxial cable, and you would be able to watch the pay-per-view. Sometimes I would go over to friends' houses. Sometimes I would watch it by myself at my house. And one thing about professional wrestling that, you know, I could definitely say even to this day, and I haven't really talked about this, but even at the beginning, you know, when I was in school, we've all dealt with this type of thing, you know, bullied and stuff like that. But professional wrestling has always been there for me through breakups, really bad days, my depression, my anxiety. Professional wrestling has always been there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I can have the worst day possible. I can come home, throw on a DVD, go log on to the WWE Network, pull some matches up on my phone, anything like that, talk wrestling with a few close friends of mine, and it immediately cheered me up and made me forget about what happened that day or, you know, possible stress that was going on. I suspended disbelief and I forgot about my worries. That's what professional wrestling does for me. People say, oh, wrestling's fake. And, of course, I seen that meme the other day where it says, well, I go to the strip club knowing that the strippers don't like me, but I still enjoy the show. And for years, and we will continue to see this, people say, even people I know, I work with, wrestling's fake. You know it's fake, right? And I just kind of shake my head, and I just try to ignore them, and, you know, because no matter what I say, nothing's going to change their mind. Nothing's going to change how they look at it. You know, and even people who know how much it means to me, they still refer to it as, oh, that wrestling crap, or that crap, you know, oh, that fake stuff. You watch that stuff? Wow, you know. And I look at them, and I just kind of give them this look like, you know, do you really have to spoil something for me that I enjoy? I don't do that for you. You watch TV shows and movies and stuff like that, and I don't go, you know that Star Wars movie you seen? That was fake. You know that show you watched the other night? The, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or The Walking Dead? You know that's fake, right? I don't bother anymore. It used to bother me a lot. Especially when the transition from grade school into high school. I had three close friends. I won't mention their names, but they were really good friends of mine, and we all talked about wrestling and would, you know, wrestle outside on the trampoline and do stupid crap like that. And then we went into high school, and they all abandoned me. They thought it was not cool to talk about it. It wasn't cool to be a wrestling fan anymore. So it was almost as if I was, like, ostracized. I was put to the side, like, oh, that's not cool anymore, dude. And then once I got into college, I met people who were still fans and were not afraid to hide it. And then years later, even around that time, those same friends who were not there claimed to be a fan the whole time. I was like, really? Where were you? You weren't there. You pretended to be there, and now you're all about it. Now it's cool again to be a wrestling fan. I'm sorry, but it's always cool to be a wrestling fan. Just like I think if you like football, soccer, baseball, whatever, you like to be a fan of those types of sports, by all means, be a fan of them. Dr. Nick is not here to judge anyone. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, for anybody listening out there, if you're a fan of wrestling, comics, you know, anything people classify as nerdy and uncool, let your nerd flag fly. You know, don't let somebody ruin something that you enjoy because they're unhappy with their life. And I want to give a shout out to the fine people at the FNX network for allowing myself to come on here and to talk about wrestling, talk about just me in general. I want to thank each and every one of those people who have listened to this podcast, who have supported this podcast, and who have gone to my YouTube channel. As a matter of fact, my video tribute to former women's champion and intercontinental champion, first woman to enter the Royal Rumble, China, has reached 564 views, which is fantastic. I am so glad that so many people liked that video. I am now currently at 53 subscribers, and I know that doesn't sound like a lot. To me, it means everything. For every subscriber that I get, it clarifies why I'm doing this. Why I do this podcast, why I do my YouTube channel, why I'm a wrestling fan. I don't do it for the fame, I don't do it for money, I don't do it for any of those things. I do it because it's fun, and I like to inform people, and I like to talk to people that have the same interests. So before I go, let me give you a little bit of a question and a thing to think about. WrestleMania 33 is in Orlando. Now, many things can change between now and then. What is your potential WrestleMania 33 card? Leave a comment down below and tell Dr. Nick what you think is going to happen. So, before I leave, I just want to say one more thing. Rest in peace, the legendary Prince. Hopefully, up there in heaven, it's raining purple rain. This has been another edition of Slamcast.
Here's where the action is. Wrestle Radio Australia. Here's where the action is. Three shows, one network. Here's where the action is. Healing Out with Muhammad Ali Vaez.
Just enjoy the ride with this particular long-haired Persian house husband.
Axe Cast with Josh the Axe Shooter.
Hey guys, make as much noise as you can.
Sleep, sleep,
sleep. Don't fucking say anything.
Out of here. You can edit this out, right?
Yeah.
And WRA with me, Josh Armour, and the wordsmith, Sean Fuster.
That was a crazy show, and I'm glad we survived it to come here.
Backstage, people are yelling out, "Oi, the show's bloody started!" And I'm downstairs getting a photo shoot done, and I was like, oh, shit!
All of this is yours for free. Subscribe to Wrestle Radio Australia on iTunes or check us out on fnx.network. Wrestle Radio Australia, it's where the action is.
Follow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, fnx.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball.
FNX. I'll buy my tongue and I won't...
Shoot the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootTheDefence.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at Shoot the Defense.